You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And if you want to contact the show directly, you can always email us. It's pretty easy. It's Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you have a guest you think we should have on, if there's something going on in your community, no matter where you are across Wisconsin, a complaint, sure. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Later on this hour, 11:33, we lost Kris Kristofferson over the weekend. Very influential songwriter, singer, actor, and a Rhodes Scholar.
And many other things.
Yep. And also a big comedy festival.
Really?
Yes.
Where?
In Milwaukee.
You don't say.
Greg will have more details about that. We'll wrap up the show with our latest This Shouldn't Be a Thing today from the world of pets. And this really should not be a thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a pet owner. Stick around for that. We talked about this on Friday as Hurricane Helene was heading towards Florida, and the damage and the photos coming out from Florida, western North Carolina, eastern Tennessee are just devastating.
Yeah.
Just absolutely devastating. And the reason we talked about it Friday as it was heading in is because Project 2025 has thoughts on the National Oceanic Administration, on the National Hurricane Center, on all of the on FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency that's going to be helping out all these people in the aftermath of this mess. They have, Project 2025 wants to get rid of all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a terrible thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they could get rid of it, or they could just, they'll just fill it with yes men. And as we said before, sycophants and no one who's qualified to be anywhere near.
Right.
These professions.
NPR reporting that the death toll now is over 90. Millions of people across the South are without power. Large portions still in darkness. More than 2 million customers in 5 states this morning are without power, and it's going to get hot down there. And I believe there are some other storms now that they're watching.
Well, we also talked to Corey Hartman last week about this. And when power is out, that's not just like when we have power out for a night or a couple hours. This will be weeks.
Weeks.
This will be weeks before they get power again. This will be a long, and that's when you need like a functioning local, state, and federal governments to handle the plans, to working with the companies that will get you back online, and you need to make sure everything's working correctly and everyone's on the same page. And I couldn't only imagine what a Project 2025 situation would look like. It would be chaos.
Well, under Project 2025's proposals, Southwest Florida communities, and actually every community in America, would be bearing a far larger proportion of the cost of a disaster or to meet their deductibles, insurance deductibles. Mm-hmm. Lee County communities just went through the uncertainty of retaining a discount for flood insurance, which if lost would have cost homeowners millions of dollars. The Project 2025 proposals would be similarly costly to local governments, who then have to pass on the cost to residents in the form of new taxes in order to fund the recovery. So for all those folks who live down there, and I know this isn't top of mind for people who are dealing with the amount of mud and debris and just junk and the number of destroyed homes, but this will not be good for any of us. This is going to harm all of us. Project 2025 is going to harm all of us in one way or another.
Whatever they're going through, those areas that get hit by hurricanes, tropical storms, things like this that can cause devastation, however hard it is now, it's going to be 10 times, if not more difficult in the future when this happens again, because hurricanes aren't stopping anytime soon.
No, they're not.
And if anything we've seen is that these natural disaster events are becoming more frequent and happening at odd times. So if you want to see, I know that this sounds crazy, but if you want to see functioning government
who can respond to disasters
and won't take it out on you in the way of like lessening your money, or because who knows if they say, well, it's not really a disaster area. It's not federal aid. We're not going to.
That wasn't disastrous enough.
Yeah. You didn't meet all the criteria. We'll send you some help. We'll throw some paper towel at you, but you know, sorry. Talk to your governor.
So I've had friends ask me, what is the best way to help? And that seems trite, and I think people would like to do more, but seriously, donating to the Red Cross is probably one of the most direct and one of the most easy ways to get aid to these folks, because the Red Cross knows where the need is greatest.
Yeah.
This is also probably a good time to go donate blood.
I was just going to say, on a regular day, they always need blood. They're always in a shortage. That's just, and I've said it before, and I will say it every time we bring up the topic. I was told once, if every available person who could give in this country donated once a year, there would never be a shortage again.
That's astonishing.
So you can bet your sweet bippies that right now down south, they're in need. So if you can donate, please donate.
And another good place, and I do a monthly to this organization, is the World Central Kitchen by Chef Jose Andres.
Yes.
And they are on the ground. Almost instantaneously providing meals, not just meals for the victims, but for the first responders.
Yeah.
I mean, these electrical crews, these electricity crews, again, from some of the pictures I've seen from Western North Carolina, you're talking very remote areas that are completely cut off. Their bridges are gone. The roads are gone because they're all blocked with trees. And so World Central Kitchen helps to feed and nourish those folks as they're trying to help restore things.
And honestly, something that just kind of popped into my head right now is this thing we have to resist is during this time when people are going to be piecing their lives back together because they're still going through it. Workers are working. Resist disinformation, because now I'm just thinking about Texas when all of those out-of-state linemen came in and people were shooting at them.
Threatening them,
giving them poison water for helping them get their power back
online. But not fast enough.
So what I know this sounds dour from start to finish, and it is. Hurricanes and the people who are affected therein is never a happy moment. We celebrate those who are alive and we celebrate the spirit, but they need our help. Help how you can. Donate blood, donate money. Do what you can.
And if you have a charity that we're not mentioning, please let us know. You can text it in. You can call it in at 855-752-4842. But again, if you would like to help some of the victims down south after Hurricane Helene, Red Cross, the World Central Kitchen, go donate blood.
Yeah.
They'll be delighted to see you.
Yeah.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. And it seems like some folks never seem to miss a trick. They've been criticizing Biden now for not giving signing on for the disaster, at least for Tennessee, quick enough. And apparently, and under the rules, he can't declare a disaster, give the disaster assistance, until the governor actually declares an emergency. And Tennessee's governor waited till the 27th, I think, I read this morning, to actually declare the emergency. And Biden signed off on it then immediately. So he gets crap for not doing it quick enough. Well, the Tennessee governor was the one who delayed things and should have declared it a disaster prior to it hitting, because you should just assume that you're going to get nailed by these things. I mean, I'm just had a belly full of these Republican politicians who, you know, they criticize, you know, the federal government, but the federal government is what is there to assist the entire country when there's a disaster like this.
Yes, absolutely.
By God, they should be actually grateful that we actually have this, because Project 2025 comes in. We're not going to have those protections anymore. Hell, I think Project 2025 doesn't want to have National Weather Service issuing warnings for this kind of thing.
No, they want to privatize the National Weather Service, Mark. We talked about this on Friday.
Sell their data.
Yeah, they should sell their data because, again, most of the forecast models that the vast majority of our meteorologists use, they base it on data from the National Weather Service. So, yeah. And the other thing, too, Mark, that I found interesting, that there were a bunch of these Republican politicians now from these states who have been hit by Hurricane Helene who just 4 days before it made landfall voted to shut down the government. They voted to shut down the government.
Yes.
4 days before she hit.
And some of those votes came right here out of Wisconsin. Tom Tiffany, Ron Johnson, Derek Van Orten, your representatives, the people who are we sent to Congress to represent us, thought it was a better idea to shut the government down than to continue funding it. And folks, I can't go into it right now because we haven't the time and Todd has still not allowed us to take his first hour. The amount of services that are affected or ended while a shutdown is taking place is voluminous.
Yes.
And you don't think about it because we don't have them often and they may not affect you, but they'll affect somebody. Derek Van Orten, Ron Johnson, Tom Tiffany thought it was a great idea, a helping hand, to shut this government down.
4 days before a major hurricane lands. And now some of these same Republicans in these affected states are screeching about, where's our aid?
Yes.
We need help. Where's our help? Yeah. Where's our help? Where's our help?
Yeah, we hate the infrastructure plan, but we want money for bridges.
This was interesting, and I did not expect this. Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott on Friday acknowledged that the climate is clearly changing, saying we've got to figure out how we react to that. When asked why the climate is changing, Rick Scott said, who knows? Who knows what the reason is, but something is changing. Massive storms, massive storm surge. So we've got to figure this out. Well, I think you can thank Rick Scott because I believe he was one of the first Republicans who essentially removed the words climate change from any governmental documents. Because if you don't see the words and you don't hear the words, climate change doesn't exist.
Oh, absolutely. I never knew what climate change was either. It's a concept.
It's a concept of a plan. It's a concept of a plan. I slipped down a rabbit hole over the weekend related to Hurricane Helene. I will share my findings with you. When we return, stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Cal Viente on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Talking about Hurricane Helene, the aftermath, some areas of the South just completely devastated. Eastern Tennessee, Western North Carolina, parts of Florida. If you would like to do something, because I know Wisconsinites do, we like to do something. What can I do?
We like to do.
You can donate to the Red Cross. I think it's a really effective and efficient way to get the money to where it needs to go. Donate blood, something we can all easily do, and we should all do outside of extraordinary events like this, but you can donate blood. And personally, I like the World Central Kitchen. By Chef Jose Andres, and they've got chef teams and people all over the country who immediately go into disaster mode, and they get on the ground as quickly as they can to provide meals not just for the residents, but for the frontline workers, from the emergency crews and all those people. So World Central Kitchen, we'll get all these in our show notes after the show is over if you're looking for links.
Yeah, I put in Red Cross and World Central Kitchen to begin with, but please let us know if there are other ones as well.
Absolutely. One of your favorite charities, something you have vetted and that you trust, we would appreciate it. Jean from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Jean. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Well, I just want to say, outstanding show, as usual. You guys are really contributing great information to the public, and I really appreciate that.
Thanks,
I'm
Jean.
Sure a lot of people
do. We appreciate you, Jean.
I love your politics, girl. I've been following her. I pay really close attention to a lot of things going on, and I saw what was going on, you know, with hurricanes and the tornadoes and all those things. And I'm thinking to myself, I remember when Trump drew a hurricane path that was totally different than the way the hurricane path was going. He got mad at the National Weather Service because they wouldn't put in his version. And I think to myself, just think of the number of lives these people saved. Because it would have been a heck of a lot worse if people didn't have the information. I don't think, in the politics girl bringing up, it isn't just Trump, this Project 2025.
Right.
It is those people, like Van Orden, I'm sorry to say it, but I've called that guy many a times, you know, to vote to pass the bills that, you know, bring money back to our community, and it'll go just the opposite. That guy don't represent us, and he takes advantage of sending little videos to the news stations of all these things he's doing, and the idiots play him. I'm sorry to say that. I love my news station, but sometimes I just get frustrated.
Yep.
Like, oh, he's doing all this thing for medical care. Oh, he's really working for the farmers and all these things. So you guys are getting the word out in honesty and integrity. Please keep up the great work. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Thank you so very much. That's really kind of you.
I feel like Jean is just like the biggest fan.
I just want to get her number so when I'm feeling badly about myself, I can call her.
How do I look in these jeans, Jean?
Thank you so much, Jean. And I really do. That is the goal of Civic Media, is to bring you accurate information.
Yeah.
Accurate information. As opposed to what I'm going to tell you now. When I fell down this rabbit hole over the weekend and I was checking up on Hurricane Helene and the aftermath and all the destruction, I saw this on Twitter. Quote, "Don't worry, guys. Weather modification isn't real. It's just a coincidence that Hurricane Helene, one of the most devastating inland damage storms in history, is hitting hundreds of pro-Trump counties, and they're being massively impacted during the most important election of our lives."
Jane, why did you go down these comments?
I just got, it just pulled me into it.
Oh my God.
For an hour, oh yes, they're manipulating,
They
are manipulating the weather. They're pointing these storms to hit Trump counties. So, but if that were true, why wouldn't they target more specific things like Mar-a-Lago? I can think of a whole bunch of things they could, if they were doing this, I can think of a whole bunch of targets for him.
I just feel I feel more comfortable if we just brought up our mascot right now, because I feel like you found this on his website. So this is all approved by Jabba the Musk.
Jabba the Musk approves.
He really is pushing forth this information. I mean,
but they're blaming George Soros. They're blaming, you know, Jewish space lasers. And
I'm sorry to laugh. It's not funny, but it's funny.
But apparently there are people who actually believe this.
Well, then how come the hurricane wasn't pointed at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
Then they're doing a terrible job.
Yeah, they're really bad at coordinates.
I mean, come on, get it together. If you're going to do this, then, you know, don't be so haphazard about the destruction.
I'm going to say nothing else. What else did you get in the rabbit hole? You get anything else?
No, it was this continual loop of conspiracy theories about who's manipulating the weather and how they're able to do this. If this were true, then why have we had droughts? If we could manipulate the weather to the point where we're going to target certain counties because of how they vote, then why couldn't we manipulate the weather so there's never any droughts? Calvin, please help me.
Well, that's the problem with conspiracy theories, is every part of evidence is proof that the conspiracy theory is real. So the fact that we have droughts, they did that on purpose too.
Oh, the droughts were intentional.
Yes.
Okay.
We turned off there's a big light switch somewhere. I don't know where. Probably the pizza place where all the pizza gates happening. They turn that off. Rain stops. Tons of just dryness and no rain. And then Jewish space lasers come down and pew, pew, pew.
Oh, nice. But why would you have drought in California then? Wouldn't you? Anyway, we don't have time for this
I feel like we should make
hole. We'll have to make this a segment.
Yes,
we'll
absolutely.
I fell down this rabbit hole. Right now, though, the news is on the way next. We're going to wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Pet Edition. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's going to drain the swamp tonight and fill it up with alternative facts. And it's going to be great, tremendous, amazing, and all that. Cause the man in the tinfoil hat.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning, no way to hold.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are going to remember Kris Kristofferson in just a moment. He died over the weekend at the age of 88. I did want to do a little update. We were talking in the earlier segment about Hurricane Helene, the aftermath now that the storm has moved on, but the devastation obviously massive in areas like eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina and parts of Florida and even into parts of Georgia. President Biden now today saying he may ask Congress to come back early from their pre-election recess so they can pass supplemental disaster money to address the devastating impacts of Hurricane Helene. President Biden says this is something I may have to request. He said he doesn't yet know how much money he would ask for. No decision has been made yet. The president said he does plan to travel to North Carolina as soon as this Wednesday or Thursday, provided the visit will not be disruptive to rescue and recovery. And I saw some criticism of him yesterday on Twitter. Where is he? Why isn't he here? For one thing, when we have emergency crews that are just trying to clear roads for the residents to use,
yeah,
the last thing you need is a presidential motorcade coming through that area.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. It's a mess.
These aren't metropolises. These are small towns. Weird reference, but there is an episode of The West Wing that deals exactly with this, where a hurricane hits the town and the president wants to stay. And they basically say the longer he's here, the harder it makes it for people to work.
Absolutely.
They require roads, hotels,
water,
access to phone lines, like everything they need to do makes it more and more difficult. So that is the exact correct response from the president. He will go there when he knows that it will not be a burden upon the people trying to do the work.
Exactly. The last thing they need is any politician going down there for a photo op.
Did you want him to come down during the hurricane
and throw paper towels at people?
Yeah.
A listener in Madison on WMDX, Democrats should call a relief bill the climate change rescue response and let the Republicans vote against it. Put big signs at every bridge being rebuilt. Climate change recovery funds used to repair this bridge, not supported by blank.
Yeah.
Jack from Merrimack, listening on WAUK here in Waukesha. As a scientist, the most frightening thing about Project 2025 is the requirement that all scientific findings are in accordance with conservative principles, which deny climate change, in Jack's opinion, Denying the science of climate change is like denying the science of gravity and stepping off a 10th story balcony. The results are just as disastrous. And Andrew from Maine, when have you ever heard of manipulation being used for the greater good? Well, there's that.
True.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
That is absolutely true.
Red Cross, World Central Kitchen, go donate blood.
Any other charities you can think of, please send them our way.
That are important to you, let us know.
Yeah.
Mike from Kenosha is on the line. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Oh, thank you. I wish our nation was doing better, but we're doing okay overall, I guess. You know, there's an interesting 60 Minutes piece last night that talked extensively about the insurance industry and how many of the underwriters are not even paying out for these claims, even though the rates have doubled, tripled, quadrupled in some cases. And they've been accepting the premiums, the payments from the public for years and years and years. $300,000, $400,000 loss cases that they're sending checks out for $10,000, $20,000 underpaying. So, you know, when Moody's, Standard & Poor's, when all the insurance companies and Wall Street has factored climate change, and it's in our economics, we're all paying for it now. And yet, there's still people on the right that are in total denial. Drill, baby, drill is their response. It's befuddling, to say the least. But I think now we can actually go further than that. It's dangerous. It's putting people in unnecessary risk, unnecessary harm, and it's costing people everything that they own just because one party has fought tooth and nail against using any science when it comes to climate. It's difficult to talk about because it is insanity for all of us to see right in front of us.
Oh, you're so right, Mike. And we've talked about this pretty extensively, especially going back to Project 2025 and what Jack from Merrimack texted in. It states that any results that come from scientists have to align with conservative values. Mm. So essentially, it's going to scientific agencies and saying, here is the result we want, now make that happen.
Yeah.
That's not how you science.
And Mike, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Every time I hear someone say drill, baby, drill now, ever since we've had Mr. Global on a couple of times, I want to just, you know, tear my hair out.
Yeah.
Because like, we are drilling, baby. We're drilling a lot more than you'll ever understand. And also, what do you expect from a party who voted to keep the NHS, that's England, the NIH from studying, or CDC from studying gun violence,
right?
Because they knew that it was going to come up with results that were going against what they were trying to push, which, by the way, is an agenda that a majority of Americans aren't totally on board with anyways. And that's something I wanted to bring up with Lee, is that all of these policies, all these things they want to do, a majority of Americans want access to abortion healthcare. A majority of Americans want common sense gun control.
Yes.
A majority of Americans want gay marriage and trans rights. A majority of Americans want marijuana legalization, but that is not represented in our state house and our Congress.
But that's because they believe they know better.
Yeah.
You see that here in Wisconsin, a Republican-led legislature still sitting on money that's already been approved to help with PFAS in our water and the lack of hospital care in western Wisconsin. They know better. And I think they are genuinely frustrated that people don't understand that they know better, mm-hmm, and don't vote for them. And that's why they can't go through the regular legislative processes. They have to go around them.
Yeah.
They have to put changes to the Constitution. They have to put constitutional amendments on the ballot to get what they want done, because the people don't want what they want.
And when the people say no, overwhelmingly, especially this last election, the spring primary, the fall primary, the August primary, I should say, where we said no to those two mm-hmm. ballot initiatives, what did the GOP leader in Wisconsin, Robin, the popcorn king, Voss, say? He said, we're going to double down. We're going to keep doing it.
Yep.
And now they're trying to put one on. They are putting one in November, which is basically going to put into our Constitution something we already have a law on, which is about voting, which we are going to have Deb Kronmiller on the show, if not this week, very soon, to talk about it. This is a party who doesn't listen to the people. And I hate having to say, because I feel like a liberal shill sometimes, but I'm looking at all the evidence, all the things we read, all the interviews we listen to, and it just shows the GOP does not care about their supporters who aren't millionaires and billionaires, but they don't care about the American people at all. And you can't show me a shred of proof that says otherwise.
Well, I don't know that I would take it quite that far. I do think some of them care, but I still think that ultimately they believe that they know best. And you silly people, you silly voters, you silly misguided constituents, we have to take this away from you because we know best.
But I see that, so I think that proves my point. Whether the individual doesn't believe that, okay, fine. Work harder to make your party better because your party is doing that. And you are a part of them. Therefore, you represent their values, which says, we don't care what you think. We're going to vote the way we want to vote because we got some guys in the room who are writing our bills anyways and paying to reelect us.
Take us on trips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Extra perks. That's a whole nother discussion. Yeah. All right. We lost Kris Kristofferson over the weekend. He died on Saturday at his home in Maui at the age of 88 years old. I did not realize until I started looking at his page just how remarkably accomplished he was,
mm-hmm.
even early in life. He was a Rhodes Scholar.
He was a Rhodes Scholar. He was accepted to West Point. He
was a military pilot.
He went to school for, yes, he was a military helicopter pilot. He wrote poetry while he was in school. Like he was a military guy who went to school for poetry and decided to stop all of that and just move to Nashville, got a job at Columbia Recording Studios to sweep floors
as a janitor.
Be close to those artists,
yep.
and became one of the most important, some would say the most important songwriter in country music. He wrote just
massive hits
that are beautiful.
Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Oh God.
Help Me Make It Through the Night. For the Good Times. Me and Bobby McGee. And again, he recorded a lot of these songs. His versions did not necessarily take off, but a lot of songwriters do that.
No, yeah.
But they, you know, they have other artists record them. He was a massively successful songwriter.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah. kind of brought a new edge and a new honesty to country music.
Yes, yes. People like him, John Prine, Tom T. Hall, they wrote on a grittier level that was more identifiable with people. And two really quick things about him that always makes me melt in my heart about him is, one, he was given the idea to write Me and Bobby McGee by a producer. And because they gave him the name Bobby McGee, he gave that guy half the publishing on that song. Because like, well, you gave me the idea, so I'm going to give you half the publishing.
Wow.
The Ken Burns country music documentary does a really good job of laying out his history with country music and who he was. And also, he was a man who, like, Sunday Morning Coming Down is like was the birth of his conversion to Christianity. And for a lot of people, when you say that, you think, oh God. He never flaunted it. He never pushed it in anyone's face. He never said, I must convert you. But he was a lifelong devout Christian who loved his spirituality. But it never came out in anything negative. It came out in the positive. It came out in the just, I mean, when Sinead O'Connor ripped up a picture of the Pope and everyone's like, goodbye. He stood on stage with her, hugged her because she was booed on stage. He put his career and his everything on the line and supported someone who spoke her mind on a very serious topic.
And a very controversial topic.
I love this man. I got over emotional when I found out. It's like he's 88. I get it. But still, it's like, oh, such a good human being.
And he's leaving an incredible legacy.
Yes. Behind. Go listen to his song. Listen to him sing Sunday Morning Coming Down and know that that's a man who's trying to quit alcohol and drugs.
He turned his life around big time.
Yeah.
very briefly, because now we're just about out of time, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow. The Milwaukee Comedy Festival.
Never heard of it.
Going on all this week.
Starting tomorrow.
Where can people get tickets?
You can go to mkecomedyfest.com. We got 6 days. We got a pre-show tonight at the Cooperage, which the Roast of Milwaukee put on by Milwaukee Record. But Tuesday through Sunday, we got great shows going on at the Laughing Tap, at other places, Great Lakes Distillery, Shank Hall, Lakefront Brewery. We have 6 days, 9 shows, 4 venues, dozens of comics from all over the country. Get your tickets now and save. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, but tomorrow is our kickoff show at Shank Hall with the effervescent Adam Caton Holland.
We'll get a link in the show notes, too, if you would like to get some tickets to the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Go support comedy. It's very important. It makes us laugh. All right, we have one segment to go called This Shouldn't Be a Thing today from the world of pets. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunday morning, coming down. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Oh, there's something in a Sunday. Your body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying, half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping sins.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. It's the same number whether you call or you text, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. We have the news coming up in just a little bit, followed by West Coaster Todd Alba. He was in California last week. He was at the Badger game, which did not go well on Saturday.
Man, Wisconsin sports took a big old...
It was kind of a hit this weekend.
Wow.
But Todd Alba will be back from noon to 2 p.m., Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, and then Dom Salvia from 4 to 6 p.m., so keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 11:52. Calvin, that means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
This shouldn't be a thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, you can email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. janesays@civicmedia.us. Greg, you found this one from the world of pets.
Yes, a French pet edition. For the rest of this, I will talk like Maurice Chevalier. So I don't know if you've heard this person. His name was Alain Delon. He was a French actor who died, and he said one of the things he would have really loved to have done was to have been buried with his pet dog, Lubo. He was an animal lover and loved that dog very much. Here's the kicker. Lubo's still alive.
Good.
Yeah. Alain wanted to put the dog down.
What?
Yeah. He thought it'd be best if when he died, the dog died too. So he said, hey, everybody, when I die, you know, it'd be great. You bury me my dog. And they're like, oh, do you have a tiny urn with his ashes? Like, nope, dog's still alive and back. You take care of it. I'll be dead. So this caused a kerfuffle.
I would hope so. What does he think? He's an Egyptian king or something?
I don't know. He's dead, so who knows what he thinks. He was also buried in the family home. I know this is a very American. I know it's probably pronounced Douche, but it looks like Douche Paris. But it's south of Paris.
I think it's Douche.
He said in a 2018 interview that he loved this dog more than any of his pets, and he had 50 pets,
wow.
50 dogs in his life. That's a lot of dogs, by the way.
That's a high dog turnover.
Yeah. We could do more investigation or do our research. But he said he wanted this dog to be buried with him, and really, like, the notion was that he wanted the dog then to be put down, because also the dog would miss him too much as well. So it would just be the same thing.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
Well, here we go. This is why I brought it up. I didn't want to make you sad.
Right.
after his death, animal rights activists and concerned citizens raised the alarm about the dog's fate, along with the Brigitte Bardot Foundation, which is an animal rights group.
She was a huge animal rights supporter.
And apparently was a friend of this person, and contacted the family and told them about it. And they said, don't worry, the dog is great.
Lubo is fine.
It will be fine. The dog will be will live, and
a long happy life
for as long as it needs to live, and that's great. So that was why I brought it up. I am not saying that the dog living should not be a thing. My point is that people who die saying take my pet with me, even though they're still alive, shouldn't be a thing.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yes. The family said, we are totally against the idea that anyone euthanizing an animal for this reason, DeLon or no DeLon, organizations that work to protect animals want society to develop awareness that an animal is an individual, separate being. So the animal, Lubo, was protected and is, as far as I know, enjoying life in France.
Well, that's wonderful. I hope he's having homemade biscuits and all kinds of treats. And
the finest of cheese.
The finest of macarons and whatever else makes Lubo happy.
But no
happy.
Chocolate. It's bad for the dog.
Yeah. I'm glad that people stepped in and stepped up. I loved my dogs.
Yeah.
I would never have assumed that they could never be happy beyond me.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
That would never even... You have to be such a narcissist to think your dog will be okay.
Your dog will, well, of course they're going to be upset or confused.
I've seen the heartbreaking videos.
Oh, yeah.
But you, in no way, shape, or form, think to yourself, well, it would just be better if.
And they'll, because they'll never be happy again.
Yeah, exactly. No, they'll.
There's still things to sniff and do and chase and eat and all kinds of scritches to get. So many scritches.
I miss my dog right now, Jane.
All right, good. This was not a thing because it should not be a thing.
Exactly.
Gavin, let's play that out clip, please.
This shouldn't be a thing.
And we're glad it wasn't a thing. Again, if you have a thing that should not be, email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. Anything else, if you have comments about the show, if you have guest suggestions, if there is a fundraiser going on in your community that you would like to get some attention, seriously, email it to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Any complaints, send them to Calvin's house. He lives, I think, in Ohio.
Yes, he has a small homestead in Ohio. It's a very complicated address, but we'll make sure that we get that
absolutely
to you. All right, we have news coming up next. Stay close. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.